Good morning. Good Saturday morning to you. I hope you did sleep in this morning as I gave you permission to. We are on day 34 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you on this, the first day of the fifth aspect of the Serving Challenge. And we are beginning the final 7 days of the Serving Challenge, and we'll be focused on the aspect called ambition, or it is ambition. So we've had four other aspects: attitude, availability, action, and ability. And now the fifth and final is ambition. And so Pastor Zach introduced them all to us at the beginning of the challenge, but today is the first day we're really further exploring ambition. And in our reflection, or in his reflection today, Pastor Zach talked a lot about up, and all the ways it can be defined, and kind of clever what he did there. But then he talked about the way of Jesus is actually down, and he had a couple of triangles, and then he said, instead of going up the triangle, you should come down the triangle. But then it occurred to me, why wouldn't you just draw the triangle that way? I don't know. Does that make sense? Yeah, it didn't really make sense to me either. He got a lot into psychology, which really is not my wheelhouse. So maybe that made more sense to you than it did to me, this whole we got to build and then go down, and different parts of being a whole or fulfilled person. I think for us as followers of Jesus, it's interesting to know the psychology of these things. And both of my parents were psychology majors in college, so I probably benefited from their vast knowledge and experience growing up, but I didn't study it. And so it's hard for me to speak in the psychological language, but I can tell you that when we think of the person of Jesus, the divine who took on human form and came to live among us, as we've been reading and did read and keep referring back to that Christ hymn from Philippians 2, that the Jesus, though he was God in every way, lowered himself, emptied himself, though he was up, as Pastor Zach said, he came down to become like you and I, came down in order that he might serve us, and then invites us to do the same. I think that is how we can become most fulfilled in our relationship with God, is being most Christ-like and what God desires for us and from us. Does that lead to fulfillment? Does that lead to some sort of psychological wholeness? I hope so. But what I do know is that it helps us then to reflect the image of God, which we have, each of us, been created in. So this week it's ambition, these final 7 days. And as we see in the person of Jesus, his ambition was not to get to the top, but actually was to get to the bottom. We won't meet tomorrow, but we'll have videos then again all through Holy Week, Monday through Saturday. And as we're moving through Holy Week, this idea of serving will continue to, it's been the focus of the whole challenge, but during Holy Week especially, we're reminded and we reflect upon how Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And as we move towards Monday, Thursday, and think of how he served, how he lowered himself and served the disciples by washing their feet, and invites us to do the same. So I invite you on this Holy Week journey with us, beginning tomorrow with Palm Passion Sunday. We'll ride into Jerusalem with Jesus with shouts of Hosanna, and then reflect during the week in preparation for not only his arrest, but his crucifixion, and all in anticipation to then gather to celebrate the good news of the resurrection. But before then, I encourage you to And join us tomorrow for worship for Palm Passion Sunday. Available here on YouTube and Facebook, as well as in person here in Citrus Heights at the church. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.